is that, how to put it, we are not here to learn from you, you should learn from us. You should be absolutely arrogant. Thank you.
Clearly put. Thank you. I'd like to thank the panel and to invite Roger to sum up as respondent.
Bravo, thank you. And so, this book, I was making notes and was somewhat prepared to respond to this. Of course, the time, sorry?
Michael.
Okay. As Slaboy spoke, I found myself overwhelmed by the desire to go to the bathroom. He's difficult, in a way, to fit into the grid of my previous comments, but just to make an attempt to go back to sort of where we started, this project that we are here to respond to tonight with the project that instigated the papers that you've just heard is an anthology of writings produced by and on artists from the former communist countries of Europe. The writings were produced from the 1950s to the present and represent a collection of repressed and unknown texts from underground circles, figures, and movements. They are presented here for the first time in English in this book, Primary Documents, published by the Museum of Modern Art, and in most cases for the first time in any language outside of the original. So that's the occasion of this evening. And material from contemporary Russian and former Yugoslavian artists, I think, occupies the most pages in this book, the most space, with Polish and Czech material following. There are certain gaps in this material. I think there's nothing representing Albania and Bosnia, Herzegovina, possibly Kosovo, Ukraine. I'm not sure about the Baltics. Lithuania are excluded. Okay. But this book does a number of extremely important things, and I'm struck. I just wanted to say, to begin with, that this it's actually. I bring up the book because the book itself, this collection of text, actually has not been a subject of the talks tonight, but more the general conditions that surround the production of literary documents and the artistic correlatives which correspond to them. Now, we can honor this publication as an act of restoration and in some way as a corrective act to compensate for a long period of neglect.